The Commonwealth Bank had its AGM today and it sounds like there was a bit of hoo-ha. Stephen Mayne joins us, finance commentator, shareholder activist, many other things. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Hilary.
It sounds like there's quite a lot going on at that AGM.
Well, the Commonwealth Bank AGM was extraordinary today because they admitted that they have written off $450 million on their exposure to ABC Learning unsecured notes. Now, they were the only bank that had this exposure. They underwrote this issue in June last year, finished up holding 75% of the notes that were issued, and unfortunately for the bank, these notes were unsecured, so they ranked behind the local newsagent and the florist and everyone else who's queuing up, so they are worthless. So
this is a bit of a turn up for the books, isn't it?
Well, this is the chief executive admitted that this was the biggest loss in his 3 years at the bank, and I'd go so far as to say it's probably the biggest loss in the bank's history and possibly any bank in Australian history. I mean, $450 million written off, gone, zero, no chance of recovery whatsoever. Plus, they've got another $240 million on the line where they're going to be lining up with all the other banks to try and recover more than $1 billion of loans outstanding. And my bet would be they'll probably drop maybe $100 million from there. So the Commonwealth Bank, our biggest bank, has blown up more than $500 million on ABC Learning in its biggest disaster in the bank's history.
So how big a dent is that going to make in the Commonwealth's operations?
Well, that's probably about 10% of their profit for 1 year. So, and they report their losses in after-tax terms. So the Commonwealth Tax Department will receive $200 million less this year from the Commonwealth Bank because they'll just write off that $500 million, $550 million straight against their profit. So in a net sense, it's probably $300 million for the bank and $200 million for the taxpayer. So it's an amazing situation. And the other incredible thing today, Hilary, was that the chairman of ABC Learning, a guy called David Ryan, who was the chairman of the ABC Learning Audit Committee for the last 3 years, he was up for re-election today at the Lend-Lease annual meeting in Sydney, and he was re-elected with 72% of the votes in favour. So down here in Melbourne, we had all the Commonwealth Bank shareholders up in arms about this $500 million that's been lost, and the bank saying, well, we couldn't believe the figures, the company told us all these figures, and we believe them, and it turned out not to be true, and we're reviewing our options to sue. Yet, meanwhile, up in Sydney, the chairman of the audit committee responsible for the accounts has just been re-elected for another 3 years on the board of Lend-Lease. So it doesn't say a great deal about accountability at board level in Australia.
We live in interesting times, and there's a bit more news on the St George and Westpac merger too.
Yes, well, the St George Westpac merger was approved today, and I was going to tell you that has created the biggest bank in Australia. But unfortunately, despite the fact that 95% of the St George shareholders voted in favour, St George shares have plunged by 10% today, and Westpac shares have plunged by more than 11%, and the Commonwealth Bank shares have only fallen by 6%. So I actually think that the Commonwealth Bank might just be clinging on to the title of being the biggest bank by value, even though Westpac and St George combined will be, you know, very, very similar size. Both will have, for instance, more than $200 billion of home loans, which is an extraordinary amount of home loans for one institution to have.
And definitely two stories we'll need to be keeping an ear out for in the coming weeks. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Hilary.
Stephen Mayne.